Hey, this is Pete Tsironis, and I'm here today with Samara Shulman with On Point Consulting on our Something to Talk About episode. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. How about you?
I am excited about our latest article review. You gave me a lot to think about. It's titled Decision Fatigue, Understanding and Overcoming the Hidden Strain on Decision-Making by Ms. Leah Fessler in Chief. Publication October 2, 2024. Love the topic. And let me just say, for anybody listening, decision fatigue may seem simple. And whatever definition you use, I'm going to just read the one that I found on the web. A natural phenomenon in which the more decisions you make, the more mentally exhausting they become, leading to decreased cognitive function and decision-making ability. Who hasn't suffered from that? But the article really spoke to me as a former government executive, as someone running his own business, about time of day and what you need to do to make sure your neurons are firing. So thank you for sharing. What were your initial high-level thoughts when you read this?
My first thought was, holy cow, this is a real thing. It's not just in your head. It's not just, boy, get into that afternoon slump or whatever the case may be. I'm going to throw out a couple things from the article just to add to your definition. It gave two different reasons that decision fatigue exists. It says the psychological reason is that mentally we only have a certain amount of energy per day for decision making. And that's what comes back when we get a good night's sleep and all that kind of stuff. We start again the next day. The other reason it gave was an evolutionary reason, is that we never used to have to make this many decisions, right? And we've come a long way. Obviously, we're now, we've got a million different decisions coming at us.
So let me ask you, as a president of a company wearing your work hat, I think we can all relate to, as parents, as children, as brothers, as sisters, there's a lot going on in Tsironis household, but there's that, which hat am I wearing? But decisions are always there. You mentioned this emotional and psychological and physical element of, you know, lack of sleep and stress, environmental distractions. We all face those. But when it comes to government, Samara, you and I talk throughout the year on material you have to read and make decisions about that dictate your which opportunities do we chase. And then that's just you. How is this article on decision fatigue something that you help to mitigate that negative impact when your teams are asked to do a lot to make those decisions to go after opportunities?
I'm going to be brutally honest. I'm not sure I have until reading this article. And one of the things that the article mentions, which is just amazing, is that they did a study. They looked at 1,000 different parole decisions, and they saw that those that were decided in the morning, 70% got parole. Those who appeared before judges in the afternoon, fewer than 10% got parole. And they did allow for same crimes and all of those different factors. That's just amazing. And to bring it back to what we do at On Point, what's giving me pause is, all right, something like a gate review, whether we're going to go after something or we're not going to go after something. Generally speaking, we have those meetings and more strategic meetings in the morning, just by default. But now I'm sitting here thinking, all right, well, when we have to change them to the afternoon, do we not decide as quickly, yay or nay? Just a lot of different ways to think about it. And I will give an example. I'm going to make it a little bit more personal. You mentioned your household is always bustling. So is mine. And I don't know why in the past week or two, I've been deciding early in the morning, what are we doing for dinner? And I get my mind set and I'm like, that's the plan. And Pete, as you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? And we haven't ordered in anything in a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I bet those things are related, because the decision is starting early in the day.
Well, listen, I have to do what I love to do, and that is take my synthesis of Samara. Samara talked a lot about prioritizing tasks and focusing on critical decisions based on time of day, obviously taking those regular breaks, and then using decision-making frameworks with your team. Great recommendation. So, hey,
one thing that it mentioned was something I hadn't heard before, FOBO, fear of better options. And the thought behind that, the article talked about, once you make that decision, you don't need to think about it. It is what it is. You move on. Like you're saying, with use a framework or decide what part of the day you're going to have better decisions or make your decisions or plan your days, plan your meetings that way. But it's just something to keep in mind with that FOBO as well.
Well, that's an awesome parting shot, but good stuff, Samara. I can't wait for our next article to review and talk about. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Pete.